For shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Hey, Ma.
And you're listening to Salmon.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
So I totally fucked up the introduction, everyone, so you're going to be able to hear that. But anyway, this is Ricky. You're listening to episode 119 of Foul Monkeys. Again, this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Dark Reverend Dom.
Michelle.
Drew.
Closer to the mic, Michelle.
Close like you're performing
Michelle,
oral sex.
Can
like,
you hear me now? Just lick it. And
make love to the mic.
So, episode 119, we all have a full belly.
Mm.
We went
Except
to,
me.
Yeah.
Well, you came from Outback, right?
But I didn't eat there. I was working.
But you should. Yeah, we came from Red Lobster. We got that unlimited shit.
Never-ending shrimp.
Unlimited
shrimp.
It was
good, except, like, it's never really never-ending because I only had, like, 1.5 plates. Like, I don't know, it never turns out to be, like, as much as I was thinking.
Well, see, we got our money's worth. Money's worth.
See, like, I still have a stomach, or I still have a mind like I used to eat years ago, but now it's like I don't eat much at meals. It's mostly just snacks, so whenever I go out, I'm still like, yeah, I want to eat all this, but then it comes to me, and I'm like, oh, I'll only eat part of it. It's fine.
So we actually took a lot of stuff home.
Yes, we got.
I live vicariously through my chubby men.
We got three.
He's fat through me.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Through him.
We got, three carry-home boxes?
Yeah.
Two forks, a serving dish, and two serving dishes. One for sauce and then one for the shrimp. And Ricky was flipping out the whole time as we were taking it.
And then the police come up behind us. The police come up behind us with the lights on. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
To pass
you stole
us.
That plate.
How did that go again? Slow motion.
Anyway.
Oh, we're recording this. At,
shut up.
Why do you keep doing that?
I had to put it in. I had
That's
to slide
what she
it in,
said.
Like vagina.
That's
Let's
what
go.
She said. Slide it in.
Like vagina.
Nice and slow.
But yeah, so like towards the end, our waitress just like kept bringing us plates of food. It was amazing. And then we're like, we can't eat all this. How about we get some to-go boxes?
And she's like, y'all been really good to me. Okay.
Well, we did leave really a $19
tip? $19
tip. Between four people, which I
That's very good. That's very good.
You're fat.
So y'all are going to come
hey,
see me, right?
What's that mean?
Yeah, we got to see you. Only if you only hook us up, though. That's like the only reason I go to see people at
I will
work,
hook
you know.
Up.
And you can come to Walmart and I will hook you up there, too.
Awesome.
For sure.
So what do we got to talk about today, people?
I don't even know.
That's bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had like our
we had a
360 for one day.
12 hours.
Yeah, not even. It sucks. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just Herbin is a one-sided biasness. I think a 360 is actually a really decent system.
It's my thriftiness.
However, you shouldn't get the core system. You need to go ahead and get something with the hard drive included.
They sell the core for no reason.
Well, you can get a memory card, which is a lot smaller, and you won't be able to save as many games on it.
Yeah, but it's like, why would anybody buy that? I don't know anybody who has one.
Poor.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's how corporate corporations make money, you know? Stupid people.
I need to find something for this.
And, you know, don't go out and buy the Elite 120 gigs. It's not worth it. And Herb was complaining about the wireless connection. I really don't think you need it. You'll have a better connection if you just plug in a cord.
Dude, and
that's why it's an accessory, not a mandatory part of the system.
Yeah, but like everybody who gets one ends up getting it because I sell 50 of them a day at Walmart, and everybody complains about how it's $100, and it's like, well, why don't you guys just make the system $50 more and include that in there so that everybody saves money, but
because
you still
then
make
they can sell it for $100 for all these people that think it's convenient to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but more people would buy the system if they knew it had it in it like the other two do.
No, people are going to buy the system regardless, actually. I mean, it's a really good system, and as far as internet play goes, it's the best.
Well, yeah. That's always been something I
like. It has more games than the PS3, which is its main competitor. Anyway.
Hi, welcome. This is the Xbox 360 show.
Well, do you have a topic that we can get onto?
Actually, someone just texted me and said their butt hurts. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did they did they forget the lubrication?
Let's ask
Does
them why.
Does it go in the butt?
You know, sometimes a little friendly spit is better than nothing.
Ooh.
You're gay.
It still is yet to be determined.
Herb's hooking us up with the sound effects. He's doing a little bit better than...
If anybody knows what these are from, don't say. Let me know. It's really, really obvious, but I used to listen to a lot of talk radio. Wink, 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 wink. And a lot of these sound drops are from that. So, anyway, yeah.
So...
I know what the ladies like. They like giving me oral.
Wow.
They do. So anyway,
I really should give it away right there.
Yeah. It's kind of scratchy. What was scratchy? Was that scratchy?
Night quality.
Something's if
someone's got herpes on the brain.
Yeah, it's something. One of the extra mics. Yeah. I'm gonna blame Drucifer.
It's what I do. Shit.
It's Drew's fault.
Anyway, so
he has diabetes. That's why
the whole I mean, to me, it's like 360 might as well be made by Apple because I don't like it, and that's my piece. There we go. So what else are we talking about?
Oh, I got a job promotion today.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. I get to work with retired people.
That's exciting.
Actually, they call our department the retard department.
Yay!
I get a little bit more money, but that's about it.
Money's always a nice thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
To work with the dumb and deaf, yeah.
Boring.
So yeah, I got a job promotion, so now my job's gonna be open, Drew or Dom.
Perhaps.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, you guys should hook up with that.
Or Michelle or Charity.
I'm good right now.
Oh, okay.
Charity's good with Star Fox. Beat his ass. She's playing Star Fox.
Yeah, Charity doesn't like to be on the show because she's lame.
Because she's not giving out
Charity.
People
like the last show she was on, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of redeems it. She's actually playing a good game.
So, I feel really bad because we don't have a lot to talk about.
Hey, whatever, man. It's Foul Monkeys. We don't need that shit.
I was going to talk about something.
But you forgot?
Yeah, I was thinking about it in the car, and I was going to put it on. I was going to put it on my Sidekick, and I forgot to. But it was, like, really important.
Well, that's fantastic, Ricardo. Yeah, so let's talk about tips, because we were talking about that at work.
Oh, yes.
Or not at work.
Red Lobster.
Yeah,
yes.
The place.
People that work for tips.
Uh-huh.
Herb doesn't believe in tips.
That's not what I said! Oh, my God!
What did you say?
Well, then why don't you go ahead and explain yourself right now?
No. Every time I say something out in public, Ricky gets it completely wrong. He's just like a woman.
I'm sorry, Drew and Dom.
We go through this every time. Please.
That is the womanly thing.
What exactly was said? What exactly was said?
If you can't transcribe something I said, then don't fucking say it. Thank you.
Just go ahead and say what you meant then.
I said I don't like to tip because I only bring enough money for the fucking food, so therefore I don't go out to eat at regular restaurants very often.
So if he liked to tip, then he would bring enough.
So I don't go there very often. That's my solution. I'm not saying tips are horrible. I'm not saying they shouldn't exist. I'm just saying because of that, I am not going to go out to eat very often, and I don't. So that's it. I go to the grocery store.
I think you should tip at least 20%.
I do.
It depends on how good
Thank
they are.
You.
Well, you're biased.
It depends
Why?
On how good
they are. Why does it depend?
Because
mean,
if you do a shitty job, you don't deserve
good,
it.
Then, keeping your
because I do an awesome job at my job, but I always get paid the same rate no matter what, even though I do more work than anybody else I work
well,
with.
Well, I stand and talk to my tables. I give them great service.
Okay, well, I haven't had
I
you yet.
I lighten up their life.
But once
you
I
know?
Have you, then we'll talk about tips.
Well,
I know it will
that's
be
one
good.
Of the things I brought up is
that.
There's a difference between a fast food restaurant and a full service restaurant. When you go into a full service place,
right.
You expect to pay more than what your food is going to be. So same thing with going to Best Buy or going to Walmart. You know, that's included in your cost.
Yeah.
Commission, tips, it's all something with full
service. Do Best Buy people make commission?
Some of them do, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So do you think that the waiter or waitress should drop off your food all the time? Because at the restaurant I work at, we don't do that. You know, everyone runs the salads. Everyone runs the food. So
different people bring stuff.
Sometimes,
right, you see
though,
a lot of different faces. And I think that could hurt your tip because they're like, well, what is she doing? Why is she not dropping
off
my food?
Right, I think the waiter should do it because it's like every time you ask for something specific and you ask your waiter or waitress and they don't tell the bus guy, then they wonder why. It could just like kind of simplify things so that you don't have to ask for things so many times because you're only asking the one person. So right. I think it's better to do it like that. Like,
well,
if I'm
giving a tip, it's for personal service. It's not for, you know, six different people bringing something to me. I want to be able to deal with one person solely.
Exactly.
I understand that the food getting cooked is not the server's responsibility. Therefore, if it's a little late, I don't really blame them unless they don't inform us.
Now, I do have an exception for tips, and that is at a buffet. Because the only thing that person is bringing me is water. And I could do that myself.
Man. Yeah. But the main thing is... make sure I have a full drink at all times. You know, I don't like having to sit around, and I drink a lot.
Yep.
Most of the time, it's just easier to bring me a pitcher.
I've done that before. Or bring two glasses, three glasses out.
We went to Carrabba's one time, me and my ex. And we told the waiter to bring us some water because we were thirsty, you know, right away. Yeah, he brought us six glasses of water. And so we left. And then a week later, we had a $50 gift card.
Right on.
Because we complained. Because it was ridiculous. He, like, slammed it down on the table. And was like, you know, okay, you might be having a bad day, but we really only need one glass of water. Maybe, you know, thanks.
You know, and that's another thing that you brought up earlier. You said that, you know, everybody has a bad day. But, again, I'm not tipping for the fact that they're working there. I'm tipping for the service that they're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a bad day, then they don't need to be working.
Man.
Well, how I feel is that they should still receive a tip, but if you don't like the service, then you need to talk to someone about it. That's how I see it. So I still give them, they're not a good server, I'll give them like 10% and then complain. But if they're a good server, then they'll get 20%.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody has a job to do, so whether or not you're having a bad day doesn't matter. Just do your job. Whether or not you're getting tips or whether or not you're just getting an hourly wage. Do your job.
And the main point that I made
this is coming from the guy that is currently only working a very part-time job.
Right.
Well, dude, the main point that I made, the main thing I was trying to say at the restaurant was that if you don't want to work in a job where people may or may not tip you, don't work there. That's why we live in America and we can choose the kind of jobs we want. I didn't like working in fast food, so I said, fuck it, and I walked out on like seven different jobs and I got something else. And I move on to the next and I make more money and that's life. If you don't want to be a waiter and you don't want to have a debate about tips, then don't be one.
Are you proud that you had seven jobs?
Yeah, I have a lot of experience. It doesn't matter if the resume sucks.
You have a lot of experience at
quitting. I've actually had 10 jobs. Walmart was my 10th job.
I've had more jobs than that.
Yeah, right on.
I can't even count them anymore.
Yeah, that's like crazy. Who cares? Who cares?
I
was a kid. It doesn't matter. Yeah,
so much.
I had my first job for 10 years.
It doesn't
matter
that anybody else knows that.
Right.
When I perform, then they'll see how good it is.
I've had four jobs.
Exactly.
Right on.
I had my first job was 10. I worked there for 10 years.
That is crazy shit.
Wow, I couldn't do it.
I started there at 15 and I left at 25.
The longest job I've had, 2 months. No, just kidding. 2 years.
The longest job I've had is Walmart, a year and a month.
I mean, I wouldn't mind sticking around in a job long enough if they promote me and move me up, because then I'm not doing the same thing every day for 15 years or 10 years.
Yeah, that's kind of sucky.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Did you move up when you were there for 10 years, or did you just do the same thing?
Well, I just started out as like a cashier, but then I was like not manager, but I helped with shifts and stuff like that. I worked at Dairy Queen. Come on.
Oh, well, at least your pay moved up.
A perfect job for a young gay guy.
It was awful. Dairy I started out at $4.10 an hour.
That's because you're old.
That's terrible.
And,
ouch!
Yeah. But what was sad is, like, 3 years later, I was living off, like, $5 an hour, maybe, and living in my own apartment.
Dang.
Wow.
That's Virginia.
See, I started working when I was 14 for my mom's company.
I didn't work until I was, like, 18. It was, like, the year that I graduated high school, which is 03.
Yeah, 17 for me.
Yeah, so I didn't have to, and not because it's people. Because your parents paid for everything. No, it's because I didn't need any fucking money. What the fuck was I doing? I could walk everywhere. I didn't need a car.
Did your parents pay for your food?
Not really.
Did you eat at their house?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. If you live with your parents, it's different. I wasn't living on my own because I didn't need to. I didn't have to. I didn't have some weird ass parents who kicked me out. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't a bad kid. I did everything around the house.
I don't think you have to be a bad kid to be kicked out of your house. Sometimes that just happens.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's like you're gay, get out. You know, yeah.
That's like my mom. That's like my mom. She wanted me out at 18. Well, I turned 18 in March.
But
so
I don't know.
I was still in school, so I was the only person. I was the only person that was living out on their own in high school.
Got that Georgia thing going on.
See, I started working as soon as I could walk. I was raised on a farm, so.
Right.
First legit job. I lived on a farm. Was 18, though.
Wow. I wish I would have been that lucky.
Mm. What?
Not
farm?
To have a job until I was 18. No,
Worst
I lived on a farm.
Job I ever had was at Chuck E. Cheese. I hated dressing up as the rat. I swear.
Wait, no.
The rat was terrible. You had to put the big old huge head on. You couldn't see out. It stunk terrible.
But Ricky, no. You can't say
it smelled like man sweat.
Luck has nothing to do with it. You can't. I hate when people say that. They're like, "Well, I wish I was lucky like you were to get this and blah." And it's like, dude, it's not about luck. You would not be the person you are now if you would have started working when you're 18. So you are the way you are. That's it. There's no luck.
So there's a difference between having a legit job and being raised on a farm. I worked every day.
Right. There's no room for envy. It's just,
yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when people do that, where they're like, oh, well, if I was like this, where I lived in the hills with the rich kids, and but it's like, dude, it doesn't matter. You are the way you are. You're raised the way it's already done. You know,
I wish I was born a Hilton.
Oh, why?
Why can't you be a dirty whore?
So I can be rich. Yeah. And get away with it. And be rich.
Right. I don't know if we heard that.
You have to play those while we're not talking.
Well, it's hard.
I know.
Ask Drew.
Okay, listen.
Ask Drew how to do it.
Listen.
We need a cue for, okay, there's something.
Okay.
Triangle rape.
That's all I wanted to get out. Because you said Paris Hilton. So
pass
like,
on that one.
Yeah.
So I just want to go over some feedback that we've had in the latest shows. We had a phone call, but we actually can't play it because the person leaves their address and their telephone number.
Can we bleep that out?
Because it's part,
do it,
that's the main.
Do it as you do it. Like, do it like you mess up the song.
No. Because the whole message is just them leaving. Because he's the winner of the bump. No, the t-shirt.
Sky and Mike?
Sky and Mike.
He won
the
t-shirt, right? Two guys?
Yep.
Okay. Is there feedback or something? Or is it?
I don't have feedback.
I don't hear it.
I don't know. Maybe
me either.
It's like buzzy.
Something going on in your head. Are you hearing voices? Fuzzy.
Is someone playing Psychonauts in your head?
Whatever.
Anyway.
So we have somebody on, I think this is another podcaster, and I've never heard of them, but it's by a person named Justin Feed. He said, welcome to the world of video. Love you guys. Because we're starting to do video podcasts now.
Awesome.
So we were like talking in front of the camera.
Where is he from?
I don't know where he's from. The website is justinfeed.com. So he must be someone new. I don't know. Let's see. Archer says he loves the light shows because he only likes to listen to 30 minutes of a show. Sounds like Herb needs to get on a more regular sleeping schedule. Herb is very young.
Oh,
I'm 43, and I'm mostly attracted to guys my own age. When he gets older, he'll be attracted to guys closer to his own age, I would guess. I'm not offended by his age comments, but I wonder if others are. Because you said, what is he, like 40?
I was being funny, and I can't stand when older people,
Archer.
He
knows you're being funny.
I know, but I don't like it when people pull the age card. Like, everybody does this bullshit. Like, well, you're young, and it's like, thank you, motherfucker. I know what the fuck age I am. You don't have to tell me, because I'm not telling you how old you are unless it comes up in conversation.
Archer, he's not talking about you, though.
No, I am totally talking about Archer right now. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's our show. Fucked off. You know? He seems like a cool guy, but I don't like it when people who are over 35 feel the need to tell people under 25 how old they are. I fucking know, man.
He didn't say how old you were. He just said you were younger.
He always does that. He's done it like the last three times he's made a comment about the show. And many people I know over 35 do that, which is why I don't date people over 35, because they always have to tell everybody how old they are. I don't know. It feels like high school all over again. You know what I mean?
Well, Archer.
Exactly.
I like you, so that's all that matters because it's my show.
You pansy!
These help me out. Love Archer. Fantastically.
So we also had another listener that joined. Her name is Nessa. She's from another podcast. She heard us from somewhere else.
She talked to me on MySpace. She seems pretty cool, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah. About. Yeah, because I told her that you should message her.
And then he gave her my last name so she could get my MySpace account. Thank you.
Oh, did I give her your last name or your email address?
One of them.
Whatever. Either she's way, a stalker. Who cares? See, then you'll know what it feels like to be me when you were stalking me online.
You're the one who let me come here.
Oh, sweet love.
Shut up!
I'm sorry. I opened the door because I thought he was selling candy bars.
Gigantic black ones.
You like some candy, little girl?
So she heard about
big
us from...
penis.
She heard about us from Pod Is My Co-Pilot, which is another great podcast out of Clearwater. They're out of Clearwater. There's another podcast that's... There's several in Orlando. So let's see here. What else do we have? Cincy Cub, I need you to send me your address again because I lost it.
Because he's that hot that we lost his address.
Right. He's so hot. I just want to, when I get the email, I just want to fill it all over again.
Nice.
You're fat.
Me or Cincy Cub?
You're fat.
I only have one response. I can't, it doesn't choose. It's just one.
He says... amen on the big clothes thing. I only just realized this early last year, and people kept asking if I'd lost weight and when I was actually gaining some.
Because he wore what?
Tight or fitting clothes.
What did I say? Exactly. Big guys, do not wear 4XL if you're not an actual 4XL because it makes you look fatter. I promise.
I don't wear 4XL. Where the hell do you get those numbers from?
I'm being exaggeratory. You wear a lot bigger clothes than what your size is.
I'm sorry, but I would rather...
Be comfortable?
Yeah, but that's not what he's after. He's after, I don't want to look fat.
Every crevice of my body sticking through my shirt.
But it makes you look thinner. I promise. It really does. It's not a fucking corset. It's not like choking you.
This shirt that I have on makes my boobs look big.
Bouncy, bouncy.
I was late. Whatever.
Whatever.
So, yeah.
Well, Cincy Cub, you're awesome. And thank you.
Dom. Skinny people don't know how it feels, right? To feel
Dom is like, different because he's not gay and he's not consumed with his physical
appearance. It doesn't matter.
Appearance. Yes, guys, it does. Gay guys are very consumed with their physical appearance.
I just wear whatever feels comfortable to me, whether it's tight-fitting or not. Normally, it's loose on me, though, not tight-fitting clothes.
Right, but what I hear from Ricky and from many gay guys who are big, well, I don't want to look fat, but no, this is too tight. It's like, well,
I think tight clothes on heavier set guys is sexy. Because they're not afraid to show it off. I'm big and I'm beautiful and it's great.
All right, see that door over there? Bye.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're off the show now.
No.
Oh, no, for me it's just a comfort issue. Then again, I don't care about how I look. Right. So I'm the motherfucking Dom.
Exactly.
Well,
I think tight clothes are comfortable to me.
If you're
but
going
not
for
like
comfort,
tight.
If
just
you're trying
like,
to attract someone or you're going out on a date and you're heavy set, wear something tight, you know?
Right, it'll make you look thinner.
It'll
I promise, I swear
thinner.
To God. I know because
black
I see.
Black is always slimming.
Right?
Yeah.
Vertical stripes.
Now, if it doesn't, now that's the thing. If it doesn't matter to you, do what you want. But I don't want to hear, well, I look so fat. Well, stop wearing fat clothes. Like, don't wear gangster clothes if you're not a gangster.
But I am.
I'm so gangster.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, those little kids wearing those huge-ass clothes, and they look real goofy, and it's like, you know... The only reason they wear them is so they can carry bombs and guns inside there without anybody realizing. And drugs. Whatever.
And drugs.
Whatever.
I want to thank Forrest for giving us a shout out over his website.
Ron at Forrest!
Tubebear.com.
Faggot well, better run.
That's a dead end giveaway. What they're
Yes, we'll put a link to Tube Bear on our website as soon as I can talk to our website person, Kyle.
Damn, that was a loud-ass doorbell.
I know, right?
Did everybody hear that? It goes ding-dong.
That's Obi. He's telling me how hot I am again.
Obi from California. Thank you.
Let's see here. They also want you to add a profile there.
Who?
Forrest.
Where?
TubeBear.
At TubeBear.com.
Where the hell is that?
The interweb.
I've never even heard of Bear.com. That means it must not be cool. I'm just joking.
And then Braden from
Bear.com turns into Bear Stearns.
No, TubeBear.com.
TB.
Right, TubeBear?
TubeBear. Like, I have a tube and it's full
of bears. Braden said, I totally said Herb was cute, and I said he wasn't my type after I told him he was cute, bitches.
That's what I said.
Ricky, you've seen me on cam before the other night. Oh. I don't remember. I must have been drunk.
Can't always blame it on that.
He's gay.
He says, great shows. Guys, I loved it. Can't wait to meet with you when I'm in Florida from October 5th to the 8th. I have no plans, so maybe I'll be able to make it down to Lakeland. That's a big maybe. But we'll probably drive up to Orlando because Kyle's going to be here too. We'll just meet up with you. And then, Braden, you can have your way with Kyle because he's single now and he's a big boy. And he wears tight shirts.
Yeah, he goes to he shops at Under Armour. He like has Under Armour, you know, like the store.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we hook people up.
Who dare you?
Strangers, complete strangers. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Not at all.
And then Chad was the guy that won the bumper sticker. He was in Rochester, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh my God.
Sky, we would totally play your voicemail if you wouldn't have left all your personal
just play part of it and then cut it off.
Next time, can you just include your social security number so maybe we can file for a credit card and get some really good stuff?
Just play it, and when he gets to my number is, and then just cut it off, and then we don't need to hear the rest.
He says my name. What is wrong with me? He said this is Sky and I won the t-shirt. This is my telephone number. This is my address.
That's all he does.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Play it.
No, I don't want to play it. Well, he wants to play it.
Just play a little bit.
Why'd you even bring
it up? Just press and then. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I was telling him. You know what? Yeah. Fuck y'all. I hate you, every one of you. Mm. And then Bjorn said, "I'm not sure about Michael Jackson. I found him kind of annoying. I own the album with Black and White and the song he did with Michael Jordan in the video Jam, I think.
Dude, that was like the
worst
album.
I never really liked it. I guess either Thriller or Off the Wall because they had some awesome songs. Thriller might be the best song he ever did.
There you go.
Yeah.
That album was really good, like the whole thing. Yeah. But yeah. I just like Off the Wall more, I think, because I heard Thriller too many times. Remember we were talking about repetition last night? That like kills things for me. If I hear something too many times, it doesn't matter if it's amazing. It just, I can't do it anymore. Like I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Yeah. Fucking.
It's played out.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that guy, you know, and seal your doom. And then he's like, and it goes into the girl's eye, you know. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The Thriller music video.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something else.
Yeah.
I was like,
I've seen that music video so many times that it's like, I can't.
I remember how scared I was when I first saw
it. It's almost like you get traumatized by
it. It's a really good.
When you hear the song, you just want to scream and run, you know.
It's a really well done video, but I just. Yeah.
I'm really horny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
So who's horny?
Hey.
Oh, Drew's the beer bitch.
Jizz guys like.
He is tonight. Let's keep him that way.
So Charity disappeared. She's talking on the phone.
Is she? Oh, I thought she was in the bathroom.
For this long? Well.
Herb's had the record of like 5 hours.
Dude, no. Ryan takes just as long as
I do. Oh, Ryan.
Ryan is just as long. He brings his DS in there too, just like I do. So.
I think that's so gross. I never played it.
Sucks.
So what else we got to talk about?
We're
only at 30 minutes. We have to have something else to talk about.
Dumb stories.
How terrific is that?
House of D.
That was really loud. Okay.
Dumb. Yeah.
So there's a house of D. That's basically me, Drew, and our other roommate, Dan.
And his girlfriend that I can never remember.
His wife, actually, Kaylee.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
That's why they don't count really in the house of D, because the upstairs is like their area with my exception.
You're insane.
And then the downstairs is
with
all
who?
Of us. Dan and Kaylee. My room's upstairs as well.
I thought you said with my ex-husband. I was like, what?
Oh, yes, I have some secrets. No. So basically the House of D is one of the many party spots in Polk County. It spawned off of Wagnerland, which spawned off a black band party group. And our most current party is going to be our Halloween party / my birthday party because it's the day after.
So if you're in Lakeland, which none of our
listeners
are,
nobody is. Yeah, exactly.
Come down.
Is it going to be as awesome as the last party?
Let's hope so.
Even more awesomer.
Yeah. Let's hope so. You guys should probably bring your camera, get some pics,
oh,
put them
sure.
on the site.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hot.
I am going to be Lance Bremner.
Who's that?
Jack Black in Orange County.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's amazing.
I think Herb and I are gonna be pimps.
I'm gonna be a sexy librarian.
Cool. I want to be a sexy librarian.
Oh, is that Charity?
Okay.
Yeah, she's back.
She's back.
Yay! Charity's bang.
So before the House of D, there was Wagnerland, and I was the director of public relations. During the New Year's last year, we actually had a party out in the middle of nowhere, and the theme was Down with Christmas. We gathered up all the Christmas trees, and we had a giant bonfire.
That's nice. Pretty cool. I bet it smelled really
Do you want to talk about this on the show?
It was funny and excellent.
Just use fake names.
Charity, come talk on the show now.
No.
Oh.
Listen.
Come on.
All right, you can tell us later. Or you can tell him. Yeah, I don't care.
I just listen to the show anyway.
Oh, it's personal? True. Well, that's what we talk about, personal stuff.
That's right. We like to pride everybody's personal life. That's why they always put me on the spot.
So, Michelle, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah.
You can make it up if you want. We don't care.
Okay.
I'm a whore, and I live
like
on Memorial.
I like to take bubble baths, and I'm looking
lesbian.
For someone. No.
Oh, she's
yes,
a lesbian.
That, too. I love girls.
If this is true, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
Oh, no. I am in an experimental phase. Any sexy blondes
you're stinking
out there?
Sexy blondes, because you have dark hair and dark eyes,
right,
so you want the complete opposite.
Complete opposite. Big boobs. Tight ass, you know, really, really.
Whatever.
Abs.
400 pounds. Oh.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to get these all in a row. They're good.
I'm just imagining a 400-pound woman with abs
Whatever.
Painted on her.
Oh, that's hot.
Painted?
My fantasy.
Like those shirts that like make you look muscular and they're all white around them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was some really hot guys at the gym today.
Ew.
Oh, they were hot. You would have liked some of them, too.
Ew.
Because there are fat people that go to the gym. I'm one of them.
No!
But then you have those some people that are just sickening. Like, you're just like, why the fuck are you here?
Yeah, it's like, could you go back to the health store and
like
get your brain
exercise.
Back?
I like exercise. It's freedom.
Please.
Yeah, they're way too toned. I'm not into really toned muscular
Yeah, I mean, like, every
guys.
Paycheck they
Ooh.
Spend is at GNC, pretty
right.
much. You know,
I think that's disgusting when you can see, like,
and
your muscle has muscle. That's weird.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's gross. Oh. Is that a road rage or a roid rage person?
Roid rage?
Steroid.
No, it's a barf.
So anyways, back to the House of D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
We totally went
just,
off topic.
Well, yeah. No, we ran out of stuff on that one. Our last party was the housewarming party at our current location, and Ricky and Herb went. It was kind of fun. Herb doesn't drink or do anything, so he was just kind of there enjoying everybody else being stupid. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of my friends from Suicide Girls there, two of which ended up throwing up in the property. One of them was in the only spot in the house with carpet.
In the stairs.
Ew.
Upstairs. It was so horrible. And
was it
guy,
all liquid, though? No chunks, right?
Oh, no, it was chunky. It was horrible.
Oh,
ew.
Gross.
And the other guy was just, he fell asleep outside for a couple hours. We all kept messing with him. And
he was really sick, though. Like, I think he needed to go to the hospital. He was really...
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, he was drunk. A pimp. You were drunk out of your ass, and you were a pimp. I think you got more action than anybody else that night.
Were you sharing the love? Aww.
With everyone.
Everybody.
Oh, I missed out.
I made all the straight guys happy, let's just say.
Yeah, he got like more girls half naked than we could. Of course, then again, I was busy like taking care of the party, so he's lucky that I wasn't around.
Oh, yeah. Were you going to steal my thunder? I don't think so. I think I had more boobies in my mouth than you did that night.
Yeah, because I was taking care of the party. I think you had
more boobies in your mouth than anybody did that night.
I was really kind of questioning your sexuality in that one. I was like, I thought he's gay.
Bouncy.
Well, I'm just a happy person. I like to touch people.
Yeah, I understand. I'm a happy drunk, too.
If they get offended, then okay, I won't talk to them. You know, whatever. But so, I didn't hear anybody complaining.
No, so apparently we know a lot of people that are in the closet there. And as like Herb was saying.
Who was in the closet?
Teskey,
Dax, Wish.
Wish.
And
any guy named Wish is gay.
Yeah, his name was Wish.
Any guy named Dax that has tattoos that looks gay, that is gay, he's gay.
Yeah,
he's not.
I don't know. I don't know.
He has a girlfriend.
Have you ever heard of a cover story? Because I'm sure that's...
Cover story.
But no, I'm sure he is. I used to live with him for a while.
He's gay.
Totally.
Now, that's in your opinion, because we don't want to be blasphemous. Not blasphemous, but liable. Is that the speech part?
Vocabulary words.
What's the word where, like, you verbally lie about someone and whatever?
Shit talk?
What's that called?
Blasphemy?
No, I think that's, like, against God.
I don't know.
I think it's liable.
No, it starts with a D.
D.
Yeah. All good things do.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
Exactly. Anyways, he doesn't listen to the show. At least not until he comes out of the closet. He's not going to listen to the show, so I wouldn't worry about
Dax?
His girlfriend is all right.
Listens.
Does he?
Yeah.
His girlfriend was pretty cool.
You're a faggot, Dax.
He's cute.
I haven't met the guy. I don't know. Can't say anything.
He's cute. He let me suck his nipple.
Which is more points to being gay.
Mm-hmm. I've sucked many straight guys' nipples.
And girls.
Yes, and girls.
So you just enjoy the nipple. There's nothing wrong with that.
It just happens. Like one time I was in a gay bar and a girl there had just gotten her nipples pierced like a couple days before that. And we're in the bar and she was dancing and they started to hurt. I was like, oh, you want me to make them feel better? And she said, yeah. So I stuck a piece of ice in my mouth and started sucking on her nipples.
Oh. Good job.
She was a lesbian. It's okay. Well, even if she was straight, it's okay. Whatever.
Tasty.
That sounded like fucking Ursula from like The Little Mermaid. Where she's like, when she eats those little shrimp things.
Mm-hmm. Scrimps.
Scrimps.
Charity,
be quiet.
We can totally hear your whole conversation.
I'm just joking. We love you.
Suck your dick.
Whip it out.
Oh, here we go. Here it
is. Oh, my God. You ran into a wall.
Bob, 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 Bob.
So what else do we have to talk about? Anything else? Oh, are you finished with your with the party?
I don't know. I mean, I can just keep
the
going.
The party was fun.
Stuff. It was excellent.
Yeah, we had a good time.
We're having another one soon. Hopefully you guys will be able to make it out. Take some pictures.
It's on a weekend though, right?
It's on Saturday night.
The 27th.
27th.
I think it'll be all right. I think I can
bring exquisite gifts because it's the day after my birthday.
Go get yourself a hooker.
What was that?
He ran into the microphone. What we meant to say was,
I do that every episode.
There he goes.
Go get yourself a hooker.
I have no idea what the fuck he's saying.
Go get yourself a hooker for the party.
Do it again.
How about you guys bring me one?
Go get yourself a hooker.
Oh, okay. I hear it now. You want a hooker?
I don't care. A hole's a hole, right?
Yeah.
Herb has the hole for you.
Any port in a storm?
Unacceptable.
Anyway.
You know you want it.
He is chubby.
Yeah, but he's dumb. It doesn't count. It's not the same.
Oh, sorry, Dom. He doesn't want you.
Oh, well.
How do you feel about
tried.
That?
Kind of depressed.
Aww.
Are you going to go eat some more?
Don't
maybe.
Cry.
Eat my shame away. Into more shame.
Oh, this is what I was going to talk about. I had my marketing class yesterday, right? So we were looking at like I want to stop saying like so much. I'm sorry.
Like, oh my god!
So we were watching these commercials, and this one commercial is a foreign commercial, but it was in like the words were in English.
Okay.
So it's this commercial where a girl's holding this fork, and she pulls it out, and it's a whole piece of food. She puts it down on her plate. She puts it back, and it's pulling food out of her mouth. And then
so it's like going backwards,
it's, right?
Rewind.
And then after it's finished, it goes bulimia. We'll help things go in the right direction.
Oh my god!
It was really funny.
Ouch!
And the professor was like, "You're not supposed to be laughing. It's a serious issue." And she's like, laughing too. So it's pretty funny. We saw some funny commercials. Commercials in other countries, like they have the coolest commercials.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Especially
they have
sexual
funny
commercials.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's just,
funny,
not,
weird,
such a
like
conservative
uncensored
society.
Shit.
You know,
know?
They don't censor everything as much as we do here.
Yep.
Right.
They're definitely more open.
Oh my God, Janet Jackson showed her nipple.
That was so fucking funny. I was talking about that last night. That was
yeah,
the funniest
thing
ever.
Yeah, he was saying that he wanted to be Justin Timberlake and do that. And
can have you naked by the end of the song. And then everybody's like, oh my God. And I thought it was,
I thought it was retarded.
I thought
you couldn't
really
even really see it until they
did
close-up
shots
of it. It
was really kind of disgusting looking anyways.
And then they did close-up like replays in slow motion so everybody could see it. And it's like, dude, nobody would have noticed if you wouldn't have made such a big deal about it. You know?
I
don't know.
I think she totally did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, marketing.
Oh, yeah, it was all planned.
Mm-hmm.
I was just,
I think it was
wow.
awesome.
And then she's like, I am deeply sorry that my brother put his penis in a child's mouth.
Ew.
I'm just joking.
It's not my fault. I tried to stop it.
Yeah. Don't do anal.
Yeah.
Do you think Michael Jackson really does that stuff?
I don't know. Maybe at one time, but I this last time, I don't think he did. Because it's like, dude, everybody already knows. He's not that stupid. I think they're just trying to fuck with him. Just like they did with Kobe.
Oh, no. I mean, when somebody has a problem, they really can't control it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
But he has enough money to control it without using children.
Yeah, you also
have
to remember.
It's going to Thailand.
he's been a millionaire since he was like 8. So he's never had to experience a real life before.
Exactly.
They close grocery stores for him to go in grocery shop. I mean, who does that happen with?
I think rape is a good thing.
Oh, okay. Who said that?
I'll tell you later.
Oh. I want to know the situation why they said that.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I think rape is a good thing.
I like these. These are good.
I think not.
Is it still rape?
Well, for
yes
the girl.
The
for the girl.
Can you believe somebody in Florida, some guy actually got breast cancer?
Yes. Actually, I learned today in that
wow.
group.
In the water?
In group my group benefits meeting we had today, we learned about breast cancer because I guess October is breast cancer month. And like 7,000 men each year are diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yep.
Whatever.
Remember I was talking about Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can do it. No, it'll be too long.
So how do they test for that? It's not like you can actually give a mammogram.
No,
to a
the
guy.
Men actually discover it after it's pretty
you
much
You might be
too
able
late.
To give a mammogram. Yeah. Some guys are really big.
Wow.
But the guy that had it was like just this older guy, just
well,
regular size.
I saw that they have a new thing where you lay down on a bed and the scan goes from underneath you. You put your breast inside like a hole. Seriously.
The word breast.
Like a cocoon.
Sorry.
Breast.
What do you want me to say? Your titty.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Woo.
I like bouncy, that one. Bouncy. Yeah.
So you lay down and then the laser goes over you and they see it that way. So I'm sure that'll be more effective for men in the future.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's the doctor that was talking to us today said that they're actually working on studies where they can take pieces of a tumor out and stick it on a microchip, and the microchip will tell them exactly what kind of cancer it is and what medications are going to help get rid of it.
That sounds like something from Star Trek.
I was like, wow, that's cool.
Really
welcome
does.
To the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go into Would You Rather. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Oh, speaking of Star Trek.
You can't read them until it's time. So keep it upside down. All right. We don't have Ryan here to do our song. We need to record that.
Mm,
yeah, we do.
He's never going to be on the show again.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know.
All right, who wants to go first?
What's that? Yeah, we can still hear it, though.
I said, I don't have a microphone in front of me.
Ryan.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because this one's really Gross.
Okay.
Would you rather have a penis that sheds skin like a snake every week?
You're fat.
Ew. Or a penis that makes the sound of a rain stick when it moves.
Totally the rain stick. Yeah, one. I would be like Rastafarian porn star. Hell yeah.
Well, I don't have a penis, but I would prefer the rain stick boyfriend over the other skin shedding thing.
That's weird. If you had a penis that sheds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be disgusting.
Oh. Well, no.
Can you imagine?
Because like a snake sheds its skin whenever
it's
dressed.
Could you imagine putting your mouth on it and it coming out?
Oh, that's so gross.
I don't know, because like a snake sheds its skin whenever it grows, so
that's
at least it'd be a positive sign.
Yeah, if you're given a blowjob and something comes out in your mouth, it's called Famunda cheese. That's what that is.
The penis is very dysfunctional.
Very, very dysfunctional.
So, yeah, I'm going to say rain stick too.
Rain stick for sure.
All right, Herb.
Would you rather work at a company where the dress code is prom wear from the 1970s, which means crimson and clover over and over, or your boss conveys your end of the year evaluation through rap? That's good.
Through what?
Through rap. Like
music. Most definitely the rap one.
Yeah, me too. Because I would like to see my white boss do that.
That would be hilarious.
Be amazing.
Who's really quiet.
Yeah, the rap. I have That'd a female great. Boss, so that would be awesome. She was doing a little rhyming today, but it was very country. So for her to actually rhyme.
Yow, 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 yow. I rhymed, y'all.
Okay. Would you rather have sex in front of your grandparents or the American Idol judges?
Ooh.
Mm. Well, that's easy for Herb since he doesn't have any grandparents.
Wait, are the American Idol judges judging you on your performance?
Yeah, Simon.
Oh.
His bitch ass.
Simon would
I'd
probably
go with
join
the American
him.
Idol judges.
I would too.
Paula's crazy. She might bite it off.
I'd hate to see
she
my
might join in.
See my decaying grandfather.
Yeah. I would do the grandparents because they're not around. That'd be easy enough.
Hey, Paula,
but they'd
can
be
I
decaying.
Get a blanket in?
Really see that?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be living, so they wouldn't be able to watch it.
No way. I see my grandparents way too much, so... Definitely the American Idol judges.
Really?
Your grandma back.
Honey, you learned that from me.
Let me tell you what
like,
I used
you
to
do. You look just like me doing that.
I love to arch my back.
Oh,
I remember
God.
The days.
Your granddaddy broke my back one time.
It still hurts, but I take Vicodin for that.
And he still fucks me.
Something is in my ass.
Wait, what was it? Wait, hold on.
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
I like that one. That, was
that
good.
Sounds
that
like
one
a problem.
Was mine.
All right, you're next, Michelle. What is that?
Dropping. Would you rather marry Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
Wait. What?
I like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
I like Jennifer
definitely.
Aniston.
I like
Angelina's too British.
Really?
She's not even
but
British.
I know, but her
freak.
Character is British.
I love her.
Jennifer Aniston's she's more classy, so.
I'd go for the freak.
Plus, she seems
classy.
Like a more
yeah.
like normal, like
yeah,
a cool.
You go for the
person.
White trash, I'll go for classy.
Like, that's what I mean. Jennifer Aniston is very down to earth
right.
seeming. Exactly. Whereas Larry Croft. She's Larry Croft, whatever.
Angelina.
Angelina's too, like, hey, I got a tattoo of Billy Bob Thornton on my arm. I'm a dumbass, basically.
Well, she's pretty stupid for that, but
she
I still think she's cool.
She does have a wicked past, but.
She's trying
she's
to do
beautiful.
Good now.
She has more body than Jennifer Aniston,
yeah.
too.
I think her body looks better than Jennifer Aniston's.
Mm-hmm.
Personal opinion. Y'all don't matter.
That's true.
Well, especially the gay boys, huh?
Exactly.
All right.
No, Herb's got a good opinion.
Thank you.
Oh.
It's because he's more normal than you.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that a normal diss?
Guess what mine is? Would you rather have sex with Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston? 1920.
Woo!
Wait, what?
They're
what?
The same card.
Same card. One's would marry.
No. One's marry, one's sex.
Ooh.
Ooh,
oh,
right.
There
right.
is a difference.
Okay.
Ooh, that's very good.
All right, yeah. So mine's sex.
Loser.
So, actually, yeah, for the other question, I'd want to marry Jennifer Aniston, but I want to have sex with Angelina Jolie.
I'd actually say the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Just... Because she,
I don't think I could date.
She'd be a fun one night stand, but not something.
I
want to
fuck.
Yeah.
I want to fuck Jennifer Aniston, so when I break up with her to go with Angelina Jolie, she cries over me.
Oh.
Even
And then they make a show about me. It's called All About Ricky.
There should be one.
I don't like those sound effects. The drums, the drops, I don't like it.
You can shut the hell up because I've got the computer.
I can disconnect your fucking computer.
Uh-oh. He doesn't know a cord.
And done.
Wait, which one did that do? This one?
You can't hear anything.
I can't tell that I can't hear anything.
I know, because it's not plugged in.
What you just said is very stupid.
And you can still hear it.
Yeah, I can just do I'm one. Pretty sure it's still
Bastard.
Mm-hmm. Bastard could have bastard, bastard filling.
So what else do we have to talk about? We have like 10 minutes.
We don't have to fill it all up. Let's give Archer something to listen to for once. You know, the first half. And then he could just go a little bit extra instead of doing the whole thing.
We may not listen anymore since you
do whatever
cursed him out.
Dude, I don't care.
Whoa, that really was really
it happens.
White or something. Cursed him out.
Cursed him out. I don't listen to podcasts, so I don't have an opinion on his. But from what you say, it's pretty cool, so I'll take your word for it. But I just don't like when people bring up the whole age
thing.
Nice.
I
don't like
cute.
It.
He's really cute.
I don't like it. Anybody who does that, automatically you're on. You're it's not a shit list. You're just on like this. You're annoying. I probably don't want to talk to you list.
Oh, stop it. He's a nice guy.
No, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I mean, he seems nice, but I just don't like that. No. Here, well, for everybody that doesn't know, know that the minute you tell me I'm young, even though I know I'm young because I'm a living, breathing person, I will get annoyed with you.
Well, I think it's just his profession, too. He's also a teacher, so...
Right, so he feels the need to teach everybody in his life outside of his job.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
He thinks of you as a pupil.
Right, and I'm not. I'm another person.
You're a penis.
I don't talk to him like he's a teacher, so...
You're a penis.
You talk to him like he's a douchebag? Like yeah. You do everybody else?
That's exactly. So hateful. I know. Herb's a hateful fucker.
He is.
No, I'm just blunt. I say what the fuck is on my mind. And too many people are afraid to do that. And that's
my name's
why they don't
Herb,
like
and I'm a hateful fucker.
Shut up. You would know.
Yeah, right.
Archer, believe me, I live with it every day. Don't worry. He says the same things about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He hates me. He's just here for my money.
What money?
And my Mac machines.
No, thank you. Anyway.
Oh, someone text messaged me and said they're masturbating their vagina. Okay.
Whatever. Excellent. That's nice.
All right. Right. I don't
good
like to see
know.
That. I think it's
that's
really weird.
Need any help.
Bonzer. That's Australian for awesome. I learned that at work. The thing you learn it. Right? It could be. If it's an awesome customer, they're Bonzer.
If they're an awesome blossom customer.
Dude, that shit always makes me sick.
No, we have the Bloomin' Onion, not the Awesome Blossom.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the
no,
Bloomin'
that's what
Onion.
That started first, though.
Let me get
it's,
the Awesome Blossom.
It's the same.
Blossom.
That's what started first, though. The Bloomin' Onion was first.
It was first. One
and
out
it
of
always
every
makes me
500
sick every
onions
time.
Gets to the table out of the field.
What?
Yes, one out
what
of
what do you do with
500?
The other 499?
They go to the grocery store.
Oh,
this is what I do.
They're
in there.
Not colossal.
This is what
like
I do.
We like the big ones.
This
that's
is
what
she
said.
Like,
we like big onions.
And when you say onions, you mean that
every time in the bathroom after every time I eat a Bloomin' Onion in the bathroom afterwards.
This one right there.
And then. Both at the same time.
Simultaneous.
Oh, that's a good question. You're in the bathroom, you have severe diarrhea and you need to vomit and there's no trash can to use. Which one do you do in the toilet?
Both?
No, you can't. You have to sit on the toilet.
I'm
diarrhea.
Skinny,
you
motherfucker.
Run in the toilet and then you bend over to the bathtub.
No, there's nothing but a toilet.
Nothing but a toilet.
Dude,
nothing but
you
a toilet.
Sit on the toilet wow. And vomit down.
Or like in a restaurant and
open
the
your legs.
And skinny. The toilet's here yeah. And the sink's all the way over here.
If you're not a guy, you have nothing blocking the hole, so you just
ooh,
your
so
legs
you have
and
you
do
have
it
vomity
both.
Vagina.
Mm. Ooh, that's better than all over the floor.
But if you're in a public restroom, who cares? Someone else has to clean up. So.
Yeah.
Could we have the option to do them both on the floor? Like, this ain't my problem.
That's so gross. All right, so.
As long as you don't play in it later and throw it on the walls and stuff. And
write your name in it.
Right.
Dom was here.
Mark your spot. No.
For a good blowjob call in poop.
Ew.
And it's bloody.
Ew.
Disgusting.
With peanuts.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they take the corn
You're
out and make a little
chew them first.
All right, so I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL.
Also, leave us a review on iTunes. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Nessa, for leaving us one.
And as long as you don't call me Yun, we will be best friends.
I'm going to start calling you kid.
Yeah, all right.
Youngin.
Let's see.
I just think it's disrespectful. I don't call people old man just because they're 40. You know?
I went to New York in the summer, and everybody calls each other kid up there.
Well, that's different. That's like vernacular. I'm talking like...
Whoa, whipping out the big words. Let me get the dictionary.
Vernacular.
Look it up online.
Drop the vernacular. That's vernacular. That's what people say up there. That's like a phrase, you know,
right.
Slang. I don't like when people have to tell me something that I obviously already know about myself. It's like, dude, you don't have to tell me. I already know. I don't have to. That's the thing. It's like, I don't do it to you. Don't fucking do it to me. You know what I mean? It's like respect. So,
well,
I like
to be called young because, you know,
me
I'm
too.
A woman, so,
yeah, that's different.
I want to stay young. So.
I want to be young too.
You see, notice
how old are you? 21.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 21 forever. I'll be 30 and
I just turned
21.
19. also visit our MySpace page.
Liar, whore, you know it.
Do you need something, Charity?
She needs some charity.
Would you like to be on the show?
Hey, what happened to the game? It's like on pause.
She broke it.
What?
Also visit our MySpace page, check out our blog, which no one's fucking posting to. Drew, what? Herb,
I posted
Ryan,
the last one.
Misty, Stephanie.
I posted blog.
Yeah. Not on the blog. Yeah, your pictures from your jackass car.
Jacked
but there's been
car.
Like five postings after that. Oh, yeah. Are we doing a video podcasting time soon? Maybe we shouldn't do one until people beg us to.
Everybody seems to like it. But I don't want to like switch over to video. I like doing the audio and then having video sometimes. So.
What if we do video and we can get our own reality show?
Like the gay guy on a...
Are you leaving?
Charity,
Charity's
what the hell,
a loser.
Man. You're leaving in between when we can't actually hang out with you because we're on a show right now.
She has to go sex. She has to go have. She has to go have sex in the park. We're almost done. We have like 2 minutes. I'm going to bed, but I don't know what you guys are all doing.
I'm gonna show them that craziness, and then we'll probably all watch something or play something.
Y'all are all going to diddle your dongs and vaginas. We're going to watch the girls scissor each other.
You know, sex is not a recreational sport.
What?
I don't know.
That's hot. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
What wouldn't you pay to see?
At your next party, I'm going to have two girls scissoring each other.
I hope so.
Dude, like fucking what's her name from Mortal Kombat?
You'll become House of DB.
Sonya?
If I get two girls to scissor, what do I get?
You'll be VIP.
Cool.
You'll be running with scissors.
All right, so I guess we're out here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
It's Michelle.
Andrew.
Nice.
This is episode 119. Enjoy your week. Bye.
Peace.